Michael's house. That's right, you hear the horns. You know what time it is. Let's see if I can do this. Yeah! Yeah, it is Horns of Plenty time here on WMFO. This is DJ Mo in the studio. And it is a beautiful, beautiful Monday out there in Medford, Massachusetts, with 72 degrees, sunny, May 8th. You love it. You gotta love it. In the background right now, we have the band called Mongoose. I was able to find absolutely nothing about them, except that they appeared on a 2007 compilation called Carolina Funk from Jazzman Records. And that's where I found them, Carolina Funk. Jazzman Records, they got a whole 22 songs there of rare and unreleased songs from God knows when. I know nothing about this band, but that is Mongoose back there. They got the horns. That's good. I got a great show for you today. Kind of this past 2 weeks delved into a bit of disco funk. No, I'm sorry. Punk disco. Punk funk disco. Some, you know, like Talking Heads would be the most popular of these sorts of groups, but there are a lot of other lesser known groups. And I went down a little bit of rabbit hole and found some awesome songs with some horns in it. And so we're gonna play a little bit of that, but we're gonna kick it off this week with the King of the Funk, sort of lead us into some of the stuff with the, you know, chronologically, because we're gonna kick it off. Little James Brown.
What you gonna play now? Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three, make it funky.
Make it funky. Make it funky.
Huh.
Make it funky.
I got to
make it funky. Make it funky. Make it funky.
Tell me, ain't it?
Make it funky. Make it funky. Make it funky.
right there, classic James Brown, Make It Funky. I got it off of the album Star Time. But we're going to get into some of that punk, funk, disco, like, you know, influenced by James Brown, but taking a little bit of the punk, a little bit of new wave, a little bit of hard rock, mixing it all together to make dance punk. And we're going to kick it off with This Is Funky Stuff by Lizzie Monsieur Duclos.
Okay. don't fit, my hat don't fit, my coat don't fit, I'm a misfit. But I'm growing fast, too fast, growing fast, much too fast.
Yes, back there, stretch it to the limit. Sometimes, you know, we all got to push boundaries out there. We want to get you out of your comfort zone or whatever. Yeah, that's Maximum Joy, members of the band, which I did not realize Glaxo Babies make up Maximum Joy. That was 1981's Stretch. Right here we got another one is called Hungry. So angry. This is medium, medium. Again, I think. Yeah, 1983. New York City.
Tonight I've got you more than a couple.
There it is. Back 1981, New York City. You can just picture yourself right there in the scene, being dirty, sweating, dancing on the dance floor at CBGB's or probably other places that are less well known. That was Media Medium, Hungry So Angry, and we're gonna transition out of that angry and hungry set there into some other music that is inspired by. I mean, the first one is gonna be very similar. It's Talking Heads, Houses in Motion. We're gonna get to that in a bit. I wanna tell you a little bit about Porch Fest Somerville 2023. That is this weekend, starting at noon. There are literally 19 pages of bands that are playing on Somerville's Porch Fest next week. Very exciting stuff. If the weather is anything like it's supposed to be, in the mid-70s, mid-60s, it's going to be really great. There are hundreds of bands playing across the time slots from noon to 6, and you should go check it out. Otherwise, though, Saturday's a big day, because Saturday also is the grand finale of Eurovision 2023. So you go and do 3 or 4 hours of Porch Fest, come on home, and you get kicked off with entirely different kind of music. Eurovision on Saturday, May 13th at Liverpool, which is going to be a great fun time. We're having a party, and it's going to be the blast. So check out Eurovision, because it's always really fun Saturday night. I think you can stream it on Peacock, or you can get a VPN and get it for free from BBC. And then before that, you got Porch Fest, and literally like anywhere you go in Somerville, there will be bands on porches Saturday. It's supposed to be beautiful. It's going to be great. And then I'll also tell you a little bit about Medford Porch Fest. I think it's the first year ever. Medford Porch Fest, June 3rd. Going to be great as well. I will not be in town, but you all will be, and you should go to the Medford Porch Fest on June 3rd. All right, we're going to get back into the music here. We're going to kick it to Talking Heads. This is Talking Heads from their album Remain in Light, let me just look here. We're looking at Remain in Light 1980. That's the same album that has Once in a Lifetime on it, in case you were wondering. And this is Houses in Motion, a lesser known Talking Heads song.
For a long time I felt without style or grace, wearing shoes with no socks in cold weather. I knew my heart was in the right place. I knew I'd be able to do these things. As we watch him digging his own grave, it was important to know that was where he's at. Can't afford to stop. That is what you believe. He'll keep on digging for 1,000 years.
I'm
Talking Heads there, 1980s, Remain in Light. That is Houses in Motion. Reading a little bit about that album there, there's a reason why I like all this music, and I think it all comes back. There's a free flowing trend of Afro polyrhythms, African polyrhythms, in a lot of the music that I like. And that album, I'm reading about it on Wikipedia here, was heavily influenced by Fela Kuti's 1973 Afrobeat record, Aphrodisiac, which was a template for that album. And you can really tell that based on that last little jam there where they have the polyrhythms. They built all their songs in that album off of those sort of instrumental jams and then just kind of freeform sang over them. David Byrne and Brian Eno, Tina Weymouth and Chris France there with Jerry Harris, of course, on the keys, putting that music together. And so to tie that thought back together, we have an excellent cover of the song Once in a Lifetime, which is, you know, obviously incredibly famous Talking Heads song by the African singer Angelique Kidjo right here. This is from her 2018 album where she covered Remain in Light, the whole album. And this is her version of Once in a Lifetime. It's fantastic.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Letting the days go by. And you may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife. Letting the days go by. Letting the days go by. Into the blue again. Once in a lifetime. Again.
Oh, you all just got a little preview of the sample. Ah! But, yeah, right there. Fantastic album. You'll probably be hearing it more on this show over the summer. Angelique Kidjo, who I'm kicking myself for not knowing them before this. Although I did listen to their top five Spotify songs. They're not great. Well, they're not my favorite kind of music, but anyway, she is performed at the Tokyo Olympic opening ceremonies. She was named, Time Magazine named her one of the 100's most influential people in 2021. I gotta check out her album Logozo, which is ranked number 37 in the greatest dance albums of all time. So, gotta check that out. I'm gonna read you a PSA real quick. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water, and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous. And the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. It is currently finals time here at Tufts, and most of the student DJs are studying for finals, so good luck out there if you're listening to this. We're gonna get into my favorite time of the show, which is the sample time. This one's a little bit challenging. I didn't really know the current popular song very well. So basically, here's the gist. It's called Who Sampled? I play the old song, the old sample. You tell me what the new, more popular song is. This one's a twofer. So the old song here is a Lou Stone and the Monsignor Band song, My Woman. You've probably recognized the beat. But what do you recognize it from? Where's it? What is this melody from? Why is it more popular? And I'll give you a hint. The 2020 song that I pulled this from, the more recent song, has 540 million plays on Spotify. So, I mean, we're talking big stuff. Where the original sample has under a million, and I think that's mostly because it's the sample. So yeah, what is the more recent songs? This one has two. What are the more recent songs that heavily sampled this beat, which is Lou Stone and the Monsignor Band, My Woman? You can call in 855-915-9636 to guess. Or you can hit me up on the WMFO DJ chat.
Why I should love her. She's lying when she says I love you. I know it, but what am I to do? Though she makes me cry, I don't care, for I love her. once I laughed and laughed, thought it all wrong. Then she came along like a new song. Now I sing a blues song. My woman, she has a heart of stone. Not human, but she must be my own. Till the day I die, I'll be loving my woman.
Song to get popular using that sample was from 1997. A band whose name you forgot, but the song you probably remember. This is White Town. But the song, instead of you being my woman, is called Your Woman. 113 million plays Spotify. Big song.
I know.
that there, the 1997 song went to number 23 on the U.S. charts and number one in the U.K. That is White Town with Your Woman. And the most popular version of this, according to Spotify plays at the very least, is, as my good friend Aaron Milky Johnson Kaufman said, it is Dua Lipa's Love Again. This song has 540 million plays on Spotify. Here it is, folks. All the same sample from the Bing Crosby created Lou Stone and the Monsignor Band's 1937 My Woman. Just a hit for 100 years. Love Again. If I'm going to be talking about the sample, I got to give credit to the producers here, Clarence Coffey Jr. and Chelsea Grimes. When they sang this, the My Woman sample there, which makes it so famous, Dua Lipa thought it was a riff from Star Wars. But no, it wasn't. It was obviously the song written by Bing Crosby, Max Wartell, and Irving Wallman, also credited as writers on that Dua Lipa song, My Woman. All right, we got a couple more. I got 10 minutes of music. We're going to go with a band called Love the System. This is Microwave here on WMFO.
So give me some glue and I'll fix it for you. But also for the IKEA and for the policy, they don't give a warranty to a freak like me. And what would I do to a freak like you? Yeah, throw you away, you never see the light of day, cause you're a criminal. You put my booty in the hospital, your booty criminal. Let's make my booty go terminal. Way to heat my meat. Well, first I'll bake it and then I put it in the pan. And if a heat could be the love, then I'm ready to be your man. Yeah. We don't need no microwave to get hot like an oven that misbehaves.
Thought that sounded like Kid Creole and the Coconuts. You're right. That heavily inspired their Love the System. That's their 2019 album, All Songs Till 2019, featuring, there's several songs in there featuring Kid Creole, so they know. All right, right back here is Peter Gordon and Love of Life Orchestra. This is Beginning of the Heartbreak / Don't. I'm only going to play a little minute of this because I'm going to play one more last song from somebody else. We'll be right back. Just kidding. We're going to let this one ride out. I've put too much into the buildup. Invested too much. Listen to that sax. This has been WMFO. I'm sorry. This has been Horns Aplenty on WMFO. I'll be back in 2 weeks, I think. Yes. Yes, I'll be back in 2 weeks. You can catch me here. Have a great Monday evening. We got somebody else coming up. I think there's somebody else here in the studio to ride it out. So stick it here on WMFO.org, 91.5 in Medford. Thank you all for listening.